Welcome to the News Quark EU Open Podcast on the 5th of December 2025. Asia-Pac stocks were mixed and largely range-bound amid light catalysts ahead of the US PCE data, while sentiment was cautious on BOJ rate hike expectations and US-China chip tensions. US stocks ended mixed, with the Russell gaining while the Nasdaq lagged and the S&P 500 was flat. Meta rose around 3.5% after reports it will cut 30% of its metaverse budget to focus more on AI, though broader indices saw only brief support. Labour data showed easing concerns, with jobless claims below forecast and signs of slower layoffs. Trade headlines stayed in focus as President Trump is set to meet Mexico and Canada's leaders in Washington. US Trade Representative Greer said trade with China needs to be balanced and probably smaller, noting the trade deficit with China is down 25%. US senators proposed a 30-month block on Nvidia's H200 and Blackwell chip sales to China, while Japan confirmed local firms have filed tariff refund lawsuits in the US. In Asia-Pac trade, the ASX 200 edged up on mining strength, the Nikkei underperformed after weak household spending data and BOJ hike bets, and the Hang Seng and Shanghai Comp fluctuated after the PBOC drained liquidity and amid chip export headlines. US equity futures were steady ahead of the PCE data. In FX, the dollar index slightly eased after recent gains. The euro nursed losses, cable was steady, and dollar-yen was choppy, retreating as BOJ tightening bets grew. Antipodeans were range-bound amid quiet trade. In fixed income, treasuries rebounded slightly from weekly lows. German debt was stable, while Japanese debt stayed pressured by BOJ expectations. Crude prices slipped after mild gains, with WTI capped near $60 per barrel, gold briefly dipped below $4,200 per ounce, and copper hit fresh record highs. Bitcoin was flat around $92,000. Overnight, Bloomberg reported that the BOJ is reportedly likely to hike this month and keep the door open for more. India's RBI cut its repurchase rate by 25 basis points to 5.25%, citing rapid disinflation, and raised its full-year 26 GDP forecast to 7.3%, while lowering inflation to 2.0%. In geopolitics, President Trump plans to announce before Christmas the transition to phase two of the Gaza peace deal. The Kremlin said Moscow awaits a US response after the Putin-Witkoff meeting, with no Putin-Trump call planned, while the US military confirmed a lethal strike on a vessel in the Eastern Pacific. Looking ahead, highlights include German industrial orders, French trade balance, Italian retail sales, Eurozone employment final, Eurozone GDP revised, Canadian jobs report, US PCE, US University of Michigan prelim, and comments from ECB's Lane. Thank you for listening. For up-to-date market news and access to the exclusive analyst chat, please check out the service.